الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. With regard to the Urdu language, the importance in order to understand Deen, two other incidents came to mind which I had forgotten. One was when we started the Darul Uloom year, and it may be in the first or second year, that after Fajr in Ramadan, I took my rest, and in there, I dream of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, my first Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. It was a Khanqah system, and I asked permission to meet Hazrat in privacy. So my time was given in afternoon, 2 o'clock, this was all in a dream. When I went and meet Hazrat, Hazrat asked me, what are you doing? So I told him about the madrasa, and Hazrat's main connection was with ilm, with knowledge. So Hazrat became very happy. So Hazrat was resting, he sat up, and he asked me in details about everything about the madrasa, what you are teaching, how you are teaching, everything. Easily about 20-30 questions. And in the latter part, he asked me, in which language are you teaching? When I said Urdu, then Hazrat immediately became very, very happy. And he told his main khadims were, Abul Hasan was one person who was a very close khadim of Hazrat Shaykh, and also Sufi Iqbal, who is still in Medina Sharif, or he has passed away, I don't know. And they were sitting there, so in the dream Hazrat told them that he's shy to tell me, he thinks I'm helpless. Hazrat was paralyzed at the end, so he's not telling me, but I'm going there to the madrasa to make dua. So Hazrat, on this word, on the thought that Urdu, we are teaching in Urdu, Hazrat became so happy. Also another instance which Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali had narrated to us, once in the Tablighi Ijtima, when Hazrat Mufti Zain al-Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came, and he was leaving at the airport. That was the time of the old government, the white government, and a minister of the cabinet came to meet Hazrat Mufti Sahib also. But in the meeting, then Mufti Sahib told that cabinet minister, it's a pity you don't understand my language, otherwise I should have explained to you properly. That minister was very, very impressed by that sentence. Can anyone tell us, before I tell you the reason, what is the reason? Why was he so impressed? Can anyone say? Usually our minds also don't go to it. He said, Mufti Sahib didn't say, it's a pity I don't know your language, we will say that. He said, it's a pity you don't know my language. And he said, a man who is so convinced about his language, that he didn't say, I don't know English or Afrikaans, that's why I'm sorry, I can't explain you properly. But he said, it's a pity you don't know my language, Urdu. And so it makes a world of difference, which otherwise our minds don't even go to it. So that is, and this Afrikaner people here, they themselves were very, very loyal to the Afrikaans language. And till today, they are so loyal to their language. But he said, look at this man, he says that it's a pity you don't know my language. So this is that language, how important it is. So I wanted to explain further on, but I'll stop there. Also one thing, that as I explained, that ilm al-deen is a izafi targhib, which is in which there is mughayarat. There are two things are different. So it is just like, so any person, you don't have to be an adib to know great adab, or a nahwi, or a sarfi, to understand that the one saying that al-ilm deenun, this is al-ilm is ma'rifah, alif lam, deenun is nakira. So al-ilm is a particular type of ilm. It is not like ad-deen al-nasiha, we both are ma'rifas. Or al-hajj al-arafa, we both are ma'rifas. Yeah, one is a ma'rifa, the other one is a nakira. So by ma'rifa, ilm has become muqayyad now. Okay, that is a particular type of ilm, not just any ilm. And it refers to that ilm which is with amal. And fanzuru amman ta'akhudhu deenakum. So see from who you take your deen. Your ilm is your deen. It is that ilm, not just any ilm. The ilm in which there is amal, from who you are taking, there is amal also. And in who you are taking your ilm from, there is Farqi maratib, lot of differences. Somebody has got less deen in him, somebody has got greater deen in him, somebody has got inward deen, somebody has got outward deen, different. So see, from the person who has got the most deen in him, take your deen from that person. So may Allah let us understand these things and this deen. So inshallah, if Allah wishes, if anything more doesn't come in my mind, we'll explain how our Akabir have made Majma' al-Bahrain. They made the two seas come together, where they kept Arabic also 100%. They teach in our Darsa Nizami, all our kitabs are in Arabic. And they did it through the means of Urdu, so that the deen can come, the proper deen also. So inshallah, if Allah wishes, we will discuss on that at the later stage, inshallah.